Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who are convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you because I am not like other men, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance. He wouldn't even raise his eyes to heaven. But he beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, but not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. It is mercy I desire, not sacrifice. These words from the end of Hosea in our passage today from the responsorial psalm were used, as we remember, by Jesus when he was criticized for making Matthew his apostle, and Matthew had hosted a dinner for other sinners to receive Jesus' mercy. And Jesus, having heard the criticism, said, I've come to call sinners, not the righteous, because I desire mercy, not sacrifice. God desires mercy, desires it in a twofold way. First, he desires to pour out his mercy into our life. And second, he wants us to receive that gift so deeply that we are transformed by it and are able to become the conduit of that mercy in the middle of the world. Hosea uses a memorable expression in today's first reading. He talks about the piety of God's people. Your piety, he says, is like a morning cloud, like the dew that early passes away. It starts off well, we desire it, but then it dissipates. It's kind of like that superficial soil in the parable of the sower and the seed, that at first allows the seed to spring up, but when the sun comes up, it withers because it doesn't have roots. The Lord complains that our piety is often like that. In these 2 weeks in the heart of Lent in which we ponder the meaning of baptism, as the elect get ready to be baptized and we with them to renew our baptismal promises, we call to mind that God wants us to grow, not just to grow in general, but to grow in receptivity to his merciful love in our life. Ezekiel used that image of going 1,000 cubits by 1,000 cubits. But we could take Hosea, and it's supposed to start out like the morning dew, but then it's supposed to pour to a receptivity to God's fruitful rain. It's not supposed to fade away. God's mercy treats our sins like the morning dew. But our piety is supposed to be substantial. I don't know which of the 3 midday hours you pray, but if you pray midday prayer today, you'll see from Isaiah 44 God's response. He said, I will brush away your offenses like the clouds. I will wipe them away. I will wipe away your sins like the mist. To God, our sins are really unsubstantial. It's really, from a philosophical point of view, nothing. It's an absence of something. God just wipes them away easily. But in response to that mercy that treats our sins like a thin cloud, He wants us to receive it fruitfully, not like the mist, but to let our piety, with response to His mercy, with response to sharing that in the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, grow. Today's gospel reading shows us not only how we're to pray when we come into His presence, but how we're supposed to be transformed by His mercy. Two people go up to the temple to pray. One, a Pharisee, as we've talked about before. Outwardly, the Pharisees were the most religious Jews, where the typical Jew fasted one day a year on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The Pharisees fasted twice a week, because the Jews paid tithes only on what was explicitly mentioned in the Mosaic Law, which was a small portion of the types of things, for example, that they grew or they owned. The Pharisees paid 10% on everything they owned. Whereas a Jew would pray one time a day, the Pharisees would pray three times a day. Pharisees were outwardly extraordinarily religious. And when this Pharisee went up by foot, hiking up the mountain where the temple was, in order to pray, he prayed in such a way in which he really wasn't open to the Lord's mercy. "O God," he says, "I thank you. Not I thank you for all your incredible, merciful goodness to me and to others, but I thank you for not making me like all those despicable scum, those losers, the adulterers, the dishonest folks, even like this despised tax collector that he noticed." Jesus had said that he said that prayer to himself, not God. He was exalting himself. His piety had totally dissipated. He wasn't pious anymore. He was just proud. And he left the temple unjustified. He left the temple not in a right relationship with the Lord. Because while he may not have been an adulterer, while he may not have been greedy, he was judgmental, proud, vain, and uncharitable. But this tax collector made his way up to the temple area. Some might say he was a hypocrite even to set his sandal within those precincts. The publicans were the mafiosi of the ancient world, using Roman troops to shake down their own people, to be able to extort from them as much money as possible, because whatever they were able to receive beyond the quota they had to give to the Romans was theirs to keep. But he just stayed far away, beat his breast, and prayed, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And he left justified with the Lord. This parable is not a commentary on their conduct prior to the temple, but in their conduct in the temple. And one went up with really fleeting sentiments of piety. The others was not mist. The others was not like morning dew. The others was like a Niagara Falls of tears of contrition for the type of life he had lived. And that was the great opening to the Lord's mercy. The Lord wishes us to come to the temple and pray like that Pharisee. To pray like that publican. He wants us, when we pray at the beginning of the Mass, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, for we have sinned against you," really to mean it. To cry out, almost like the animal cry of Bartimaeus in the Gospel, "Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me," when we say, "Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison." We pray to Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, and beg him to have mercy on us, and grant us peace. The Lord wants it to come from the depth of our being. And especially when we say, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed. Those are supposed to be among the most sincere words any human being would ever pray. But we've got to recognize how much we need that Lamb of God to take away our sins. We have to learn continuously to pray like that tax collector. That whereas when we were making our first confession with a good conscience, well prepared, it was like the morning dew, God wants us to continue to grow in that recognition of our need for that gift. In responsorial psalm today, it links us to what we talked about on Tuesday with the book of Daniel. My sacrifice, O Lord, is a contrite spirit, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. We commented on Daniel 3, in spiritu humilitatis et in animo contrito, sicut amor Dei Domine. With a humbled and contrite spirit, may my sacrifice be accepted by you, O Lord. We come on up here, humble and contrite, so the Lord might exalt us by pouring out his mercy in such a way that we can become his mercy incarnate in the middle of the world. Today, two sisters go up to the temple to pray. God wants both to leave justified, and that will happen when we open ourselves up to his continual holy downpour. Praise be Jesus Christ.